expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Near center ice, he'll fire one towards the net and scores! Big close save, he snatches it out of the air. Works to the logo, shoots and scores! 2-on-1, but I think he's low on gas, but gets it to Caulfield. Caulfield shoots and scores! Mark Caulfield, Badgers win! What a finish! What a game!
Keep it going, baby!
Badger hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Medicine and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice.
Thanks for this Big Ten tournament opener. Colin Cronforce, Sean Fernandez, Sam Schakowsky, and Nick Bradshaw, the linesmen in the opening faceoff, brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek yogurt. The puck deflected into the bench. Stopping play. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for illegal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Wisconsin about 21% on the power play this season, 22% in league play, went 2-for-5 at Penn State, but against Michigan this season, just 3-of-18. Michigan won the defensive zone faceoff and sent it all the way down. Here comes Wisconsin's Corson Kulemans. Gets around Nazer through center, drops it off left wing Bantle. Now they'll go right wing Lucius off his stick and chopped at and up over the Michigan bench and out of play. Badgers do have a power play goal in each of their last four games and 8 of their last 10. Meanwhile, Michigan's PK is about 77%. Gave up 3 power play goals and 7 tries against Notre Dame here last weekend. In fact, 5 power play goals have been scored against Michigan in the last 13 tries against. So that may be one of their weaknesses, taking penalties and their PK.
Wisconsin scored a power play goal both times here about a month ago.
It was Tyson Jugnauth who had a couple of them for Wisconsin. An excellent weekend for Jugnauth. While the Badgers dropped a pair, Jugnauth had 3 goals and an assist against the Maize and Blue. Michigan clears it all the way down. McClellan out of his net, stops the rolling puck and hands off to Dexheimer. A half minute to go on the power play. Badgers down 1-0. Early on in this Big Ten playoff opener at Yost Arena, Stramel mishandles the puck near the Michigan blue line and gave it away, and Luke Hughes will fling it all the way down. You can sense a little bit of nervousness with number 28 right now, Charlie Stramel, and why not? 18-year-old freshman getting used to Big Ten playoff hockey against some really good players, a really good team, and a tough building to play in. Jack Gorniak able to poke it out to the point. Dexheimer put his right hand down trying to hold the zone, but it skipped past him and out to center. And the Badgers unsuccessful on their power play. Really many looks. Here's Jack Gorniak now trying to center one to Liam Malmquist. Deflected by Jake Karinen, the defenseman, up to center. Gavin Brindley will dump it in. McClellan comes out of his net, stops it for Lodge, moves it around the far wall. It eludes LeMaster, but two-center Horbach took a hit from McGroarty. Badgers attack. Here's Lindmark cutting in low left, tries to put it between the five hole. Oh, Portillo got the pads closed in time. What a burst of speed for Owen Lindmark.
That was impressive. Coming out outside the dot, around the defenseman. And Portillo made the save, but he looked unsure on that one. He was wondering where it was, kind of between his pads and hanging on, hoping it didn't drop in behind him. But the heck of a power move there by Owen Lindmark to the net.
Owen hasn't scored a goal in 19 games. He's got 4 goals, 9 points this season. The fifth-round draft pick of the Florida Panthers a few years ago. 58% in the faceoff circle for Lindmark, who wins the offensive zone draw. Horbach straightaway shot blocked right in the slot by TJ Hughes, another fine freshman from Hamilton, Ontario. Played for the same junior league team as Corson Kulemans, the Brooks Bandits of the Alberta Junior League, who have the MVP this season, and Aiden Fink, a Wisconsin recruit. Badgers exit their own zone, lob towards the front of the net. Erdahl tried to knock it down with his stick. It goes to the corner. Lindmark whips it around. Pinching is Mike Vorlicki, left corner. Off to Lindmark now. He's pressured by Pearson, the defenseman. Erdahl, left wing. Vorlicki back to the net and the wall. Now turns and dumps it in. It rims left corner to right. Pinching down Anthony Kerr. Able to get a piece of it to Stang. Left side Vorlicki. One-timer and a Woffler save made by Eric Portillo. Shots on goal. 5-2 Wisconsin. But the Wolverines have a 1-0 lead. Stang ducks around. Luke Hughes and fired one in front. Intended for Gorniak and just missed. Good strong play by Stang along the right wing wall.
Seems like he's been playing better of late. He's found a role as a penalty killer with paired with Gorniak and Caulfield. He's been dangerous lately.
Long range shot. Stang got a piece of it. It's loose in front. Portillo backhand. Stang scores. Just as Paul Capobianco was talking about it, Stang with a backhander. Lance lights the lamp and the Badgers are tied at 1.
Great play by Stang to set up the original play, and just Tyson Jugnauth gets the puck to the net. Badgers are around there. They're the first ones that find it. Sam Stang on the backhand puts it in the net. The Badgers tie this game up.
First goal in 16 games for Stang. The third this season for the junior from Eau Claire. 6:58 the time of the goal for Sam Stang. Give Tyson Jugnauth the primary assist, and we're 1-1 in this Big Ten tournament opener. Who else do you want to talk about now, Paul?
Give me a sec. I'll take a little view here and find out who's going to score next.
Puck at center, juggled a bit by Lindmark with his stick, gathers it in and heaves it, look out, into the crowd who crossed the way.
trying to play it weak side wing and just lifted it way too high into the crowd. I think everybody's okay. A 1-1 game. By the way, Sam Iskevich, his goal at 1:30, give Dylan Duke and Seamus Casey assists. And again, Jugnauth, the lone assist on Stang's even strength goal at 6:58. Pass at center ice, deflected off the stick of Hallam, taken away by DeSaint Fowl. Get some help from Dexheimer. Lucius tap past DeSaint Fowl, trying to split a couple of Wolverines. No luck there. Back out to center it comes. And now Borlicki lobs it over Stephen Holtz, the junior defenseman from White Lake, Michigan. Badgers in on the forecheck. Stramel along with Lucius. Stramel reaches, reverses to the left wing. It's Borlicki. Lucius right, skates right by him. Borlicki then took a cross check from Holtz and a penalty coming up on the Wolverines. Badgers are going to get a power play. McClellan late coming out of his net. Here's DeSaint Fowl. Far side, Dexheimer loose in front. Pass was intended for Stramel. Borlicki straight away. Full away shot. Oh, DeSaint Fowl rang the iron. Borlicki keeps it alive. Extra attacker for the Badgers. Delayed penalty on Michigan. 1-1 game early. Dexheimer right wing. Stramel straight away. Stang back to Dexheimer. Stang's got it near the logo inside the blue line. He'll shoot one. It goes in. Sam Stang with a pair in the first period on a delayed penalty, and the Badgers take a 2-1 lead, plus they'll get a power play.
When the Badgers beat Michigan earlier this year, it was point shots through traffic that found the net. Here, Sam Stang again from the point, a lot of traffic in front of the goaltender, and the signal is a goal.
And Holtz will get the gate, so the time of the goal for Stang is at 8:20, his fourth of the season, second of the game. And then Stephen Holtz, the junior defenseman from Michigan, takes a two-minute minor for cross-checking at 8:20. So the Badgers get their second quartz power play of the first period and now leading 2-1. Well, we were wondering, after the Wolverines scored 90 seconds in, how would the Badgers respond? Well, they settled down, and now they potted a pair, and they want more here on the man advantage. Bantle gains the line left wing, throws it out to Corson Kuhlemans. He walks the line now. He'll shoot one up high. Glove side on Portillo, just missed. DeSaint Fowl to the corner, and Brock Caulfield. Caulfield walks down the left goal line. Back to DeSaint Fowl. He'll step close to the net, try to go upstairs. Portillo fought it off with his right shoulder. Michigan can't clear. Heldon Kuhlemans. Lucius has it now. Right wing. Bruce Lucius. Little sauce pass intended for Bantle off the end boards. Michigan will eventually clear. No. Oh, nice pass. No look. Kuhlemans to Bantle. Waiting patiently. Try to go backside to DeSaint Fowl, but it went off a stick. What a great pass by Kuhlemans. No look with two Michigan players right on him. Now Bantle coming free towards the net. Tried to hit Lucius, who was walking down right wing, but he threw the pass behind him, and it went all the way back to the Wisconsin zone.
Again, Michigan's given Wisconsin the passes down low right along the goal line. They've had Bantle and Caulfield there a couple times.
Now Lucius tries to stick handle through traffic unsuccessfully, and the Wolverines sent it all the way down. 39 seconds left on the Badgers' quartz power play. It's 2-1 Wisconsin. 10:14 to go in the opening period. Sam Stang has both goals for the Badgers. The last one, as of now, unassisted. Liam Malmquist taps off left wing. Gorniak. Badgers onside. Thrown to the corner. Ethan Edwards hip checks with Liam Malmquist. The two digging at the puck. Edwards won that battle, and Michigan will try to clear, but unable to do so. 14 seconds left on the power play. Stramel left point, Dexheimer. He's walking to his right. Down low left, it's Gorniak. Left-hander looking. Stramel off balance, left dot. Throws it straight away. Dexheimer back to Stramel. Twirling backhand feed through the crease. Gorniak couldn't get his stick down. Michigan back at full strength. Now Malmquist shoots one from out high off the stick of Edwards and out of play. 9:35 to go here in the opening period. Sam Stang with a pair for the Badgers, who lead Michigan 2-1. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Michigan on the board first, 90 seconds in. A blistering shot by Mackie Samuskevich beat Kyle McClellan, but the Badgers have answered with a pair of even-strength goals, both from Sam Stang, his third and fourth of the season. It's 2-1 Wisconsin, and the Badgers, unfortunately, 0-2 on the power play. Have an offensive zone faceoff here coming up.
And just watching the replays, then that break, the second goal, Sam Stang, Matty D. Stang fell in front of the net with the screen. He may have gotten a piece of that on the way in, but we'll see later on when they take a closer look.
Badgers try to get it deep, it ricocheted free. Here's Samuskevich now on the attack, slowed by the long reach of Daniel Lodge, but Samuskevich played it far side to Duke, shovels it along to the point in Edwards, Ethan Edwards, left-handed defenseman, little stop and go back to Duke, pass in front, Samuskevich canceled out by the stick of Luke Lemaster. The Badgers, Mersch up off the glass for Erdahl, immediately on him in the attacking zone was Edwards, who tumbles down, and now Erdahl bumped off the puck, almost taken back by TJ Hughes, but good hustle by Mike Vorlicki, found Lemaster, up to center, Brock Caulfield now will dump it in to the left corner. Badgers get a change. 8:50 to go here in the first. It's 2-1 Wisconsin. The seventh-seeded Badgers. The second-seeded Wolverines. And Korniak, as he skates from right dot around in a half circle to the left dot, is shot up off a stick of a Michigan defender and into the protective netting and a stoppage in play. 8:45 remaining in the first. 2-1 Badgers. They've limited Michigan to only two shots on goal in the first 11-plus minutes.
After Michigan scored, Wisconsin went on the power play, and they've given up nothing since. There's been little time in the defensive zone for Wisconsin, which is a great way to play, obviously.
Tony Granato told us in the pregame show, you know, it sounds ugly, dump and chase hockey, but if you commit to it, you can be effective with it. And we've got a penalty off the offensive zone faceoff. Jack Horbach got knocked down. And Adam Fantilli has spent more time in the penalty box here tonight than he has on the ice. He's going to get 2 minutes at the 11:19 mark as we see the replay. And I'm not sure why. Oh, he took a stick up into the face.
Just a little sloppy by Fantilli, just trying to get past Horbach. Put his stick around and try to get it over the Badger back checking and just kind of smacked him in the face with the stick.
Another quartz power play for the Badgers, their third of the night. High stick on Fantilli, and Michigan able to clear. And the Wolverines have been struggling on the penalty kill, but they look pretty good here tonight. Here's Kuhlemans up to Lucius. Center circle, DeSaint Fowl, kicked it to his forehand. Bantle bumps it back to the blue line. Did it come across? No. Kuhlemans, good hustle to hold. He's got it low left, out right wing. Lucius trying to settle the puck down. He had an angle to shoot, but couldn't catch it cleanly. Now DeSaint Fowl, back pedals left circle. Pressured a bit by Estapa, peels back. Out to the blue line again, Kuhlemans, his wrister off the stick of Moyle and into the protective netting again in the far corner. Another offensive zone faceoff coming up. Nolan Moyle, fifth-year graduate student from Briarcliff Manor, former teammate with Brock Caulfield with the Green Bay Gamblers. He's the team captain, is Nolan Moyle, playing in his 158th career game. And he's accepted his role as a penalty killer, fourth line guy. Here's Brock Caulfield. Wins the faceoff. Rocks it, sell to whatever they've asked him to do. Now he's set up by Kuhlemans. Lucius to Kuhlemans. His rocket was wide. Badgers retrieved. DeSaint Fowl. High right, Lucius. Backside left. Oh, Caulfield got stopped by Portillo. Cleared by Michigan. Good look by Cruz Lucius.
Again, Badgers finding that the loaf down forwards. That time Brock Hoffel came a little bit higher and still was able to take a pass. That's a better shooting area to get the puck.
Lucius tried to dangle through three Wolverines, lost possession, and they clear. It was talked about during practice this week. Move the puck on the power play. Don't try to do it all by yourself. That time Cruz, maybe as a 19-year-old, tried to do a little bit too much. No need. Badgers dump it in. 39 seconds left on their quartz power play. A 2-1 Wisconsin lead. First period. First game of a best-of-three Big Ten first-round playoff series. Badgers Gordiak able to hold his own left point. Jugnauth can't reach, though, as he tried to bump it off the boards, and Michigan cleared once again. Kyle McClellan, who's seen very little action here tonight, leaves it off for Ben Dexheimer. Jugnauth left wing, Gordiak, pressured by Seamus Casey. Over Edwards for support, able to bounce the puck past the point man Dexheimer and all the way down. That'll do it for Wisconsin's power play. Badgers will be 0 for 3 on the man advantage. Liam Malmquist out from behind his own net. Up to the left wing in Gordiak as Michigan's back at full strength. Gordiak to the right corner in Lindmark. Takes a peek over his left shoulder. Moved it back behind the cage. Gordiak, he overskates now as Edwards poked it off his stick. Fantilli now throws a wild pass up to center. Off the stick of Moyle, that is, and tracked down by Zach Erdahl, who bumps it back to LeMaster. Right wing wall, Lindmark able to spin and get it out to center and gather it in himself. Now right wing Horbach, patient with a puck, protecting it nicely, throws it to open ice and run down by LeMaster. Off-balance shot went off a stick. Erdahl got knocked down and from below the goal line threw one off the back of Portillo. It's loose in front of the Michigan goal mouth and gathered in now by the Wolverines. Estapa McGroarty didn't see Horbach coming, who poked it off his stick and then was able to regain control and dumped it in, but the Badgers get to it first. Lodge takes a hit from Samuskevich up the wall to Mersch. He's forced to play it back deep again. Lodge patiently off the end boards for LeMaster. Up the middle to Malmquist. 2-1 Wisconsin lead, 5:40 to go in the first. Now Michigan with possession. Big right-hander Samuskevich. His pass snapped off for Steven Holtz. Didn't connect and forcing the defenseman back into the Michigan zone. Now Samuskevich can't clear. Borlicki left wing, looking. Man slides in front of him. Mike takes it behind the cage. Slowed with a check from Estapa, but Borlicki finds the puck again. Now turns and rolls it back behind the nets. Malmquist can't take it off the shelf. Badgers cycle again. Mersch around to the right corner. And Borlicki deep once again for the Badgers. But this time it's taken away by Jackson Hallam out of Eagan, Minnesota. On the rush, here comes Samuskevich around Stang. Tries to get a backhander off short side. He did. McClellan calmly made this stop. Didn't move. Protected the post. And the Badgers get it out to center. They need a change.
Hey, talking about Mike Borlicki, you've named him a lot tonight. He's been very active going down the boards and pinching. And the Badgers have done a great job. The forwards recognizing and covering his point every time he's done it.
Here's Michigan once again. Eric Ciccolini, who's had 5 goals and 10 points in his career against Wisconsin. In 10 games played, had 2 goals and 4 points in the Wolverines sweep of the Badgers last month. Wisconsin, though, has the puck back. Stramel seemed like he was uncertain what to do. Ran into traffic and lost it. Here comes Nazer. Lost the handle. Got it back. Pass towards Ciccolini. Diving backhander McClellan right there along the far side post. Made the stop and covered. Only the third shot on goal of the period for Michigan. 4:18 left in the first. 2-1 Wisconsin.
This might be the first, maybe the second faceoff in the Wisconsin defensive zone the entire period. It's pretty remarkable how much time has been spent down the other way. Michigan's tried it. We've seen them here last time. They put the pucks in deep, try to do what Wisconsin wants to do. They usually have success tonight. Wisconsin's getting out of their zone quickly.
Offensive zone faceoff win by Michigan. Seamus Casey, right-handed defenseman. Cross-ice McGroarty, right back to Seamus Casey. Left circle, throws one in front. Fantilli tried to take the eyes away. May have got a stick on the puck. Now Brindley comes in, tries to stuff. McClellan stops it. Here's a shot by McGroarty. Kicked out by McClellan, but the whistle blows because Edwards, the defenseman, had knocked the puck down with his hand. It went to McGroarty, who fired it. Hand pass and a faceoff to come outside the Wisconsin zone.
You could feel that things kind of closing in a little bit on the Wisconsin goal there. Every shot was getting a little bit closer. And Edwards had to keep it going. He had to kick the puck out of the air and went to his team on the side of the net. And the referee right there blew the whistle, called it dead.
Well, Lindmark was going to take the faceoff. Now, D. St. Foul was going to change places with him. But Lindmark will take the draw. Stramel would have taken the faceoff. Tony Granato wanted to get his top scoring line out there, but unable to do so. Now Moyle carries it back behind the Badger net, wanted to wrap it around, but fell down, and the puck crawled off the toe of his stick. Now Lucius on the rush, off to Stramel, back to Lucius, and it's batted away from him and taken by Michigan. But then Granowitz turned it over. Stramel beyond the red line, flipped it ahead, hoping to hit DeSaint Fowl, but too far, and the Badgers have iced the puck with 3:37 left in the opening period. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. 2-1 Wisconsin lead.
Talked a little early about Charlie Stramel looking a little nervous. Still looks a little bit out of sorts, although that was a good back check there to force the turnover and almost set up DeSaint Fowl for a nice rush.
Fantastic freshman line for Michigan out there. McGrory, Fantilli, and Brindley. But the Badgers eventually win the puck free in their own zone, and LeMaster sent it out to center. Pass by the defenseman Luke Hughes, knocked down by DeSaint Fowl. Lindmark tried to get it deep. McGrory got in his way. And then Luke Hughes pulls it free, and Brindley's got it. Little right-hander. Here's Fantilli on the attack, and a shot from the right wing off balance. The left-hander put it on goal. McClellan made the stop. And a face-off to come with 3:07 to go in the first period. 2-1 Wisconsin. Adam Fantilli has been fantastic, averaging a 1.72 points per game, number one in the country. He's got points in 26 of 29 games. He's plus 19 this season, but he's also had a tendency to take some penalties and some silly ones, too. He's got two already today. He's got 18 penalties for 61 minutes. Little edge to his game, no doubt about it.
I'm sure the NHL scouts probably enjoy that part of his game also.
Long-range shot by Pearson, stopped by McClellan, and Matthew Samuskevich, left circle, got the rebound and had net to shoot at, but McClellan stopped him, too.
That's one thing McClellan was really good at last week, and until that play tonight was really good at, is controlling some rebounds.
Stan Caulfield off balance shot. Portillo saved. Chance for Gorniak. Stopped by Portillo. Jack still battling behind the net. Finds Caulfield left side. Peels to the top of the circle. Turnaround shot blocked by TJ Hughes. Badger Stang tried to dig it free, unable to do so. And here comes TJ Hughes now. Right-hander. Threw it behind Samuskevich and Wisconsin's Vorlicky. Now twirls back behind his net to get some space, and here he comes. Up the left wing, try to bump it for Malmquist, instead right to the stick of Seamus Casey. Hallam now, rink wide near the Michigan bench. Edwards forced into a turnover by Erdahl, pitched it ahead now to Malmquist. He'll try to chase it down right corner, plays it behind the net to the Badgers captain, Dominic Mersch. Spins it back to the right corner in Malmquist. Open man at the point, that's Kuhlemans. Right back to Malmquist, right side, but couldn't catch the pass. Mersch now, he'll try the left side. Jugnauth at the point, throws it towards the cage, knocked away by Nazer, right to the stick of Malmquist. His shot from long range, blocked by Edwards. 1:45 remaining in the first period. 2-1 Wisconsin. Both goals scored by Eau Claire native Sam Stang.
We haven't seen this fourth line that much tonight so far. Three power plays for Wisconsin. They haven't had a chance to get a regular shift.
Tyson Jugnauth back in his own zone. Stramel tried to get cute with a breakout pass between the legs, intercepted by Michigan. But he gets a fortunate bounce, now has it. Angles a pass intended for DeSaint Fowl, broken up by the Wolverines. 80 seconds to go until the Ho-Chunk first intermission. A 2-1 Wisconsin lead. Here's Karinen behind his net. Coughed it up. Oh, Lucius pulled his hands. A slash on Lucius as the defenseman Karinen used the net trying to gain some leverage and come up the ice. And Cruz got a little too happy with his stick. And so Michigan will get its first power play. Badgers up 2-1 with 1:13 left in the first.
Well, we called it earlier on the first penalty of the game. It was a light slash by Fantilli. This time one side for Lucius pushed away with the hand. The other stuck came around the body and got a little bit of his foot, put him off balance, and the puck turned over in the defensive zone. And
Samuskevich wrists one from out high straight away. It went off the end boards and almost bounced off the skate of McClellan and in, but Kyle came over, prevented that from happening. Lucius for slashing at 18:47. Michigan on the power play this season, 23%, but only two conversions over the last 20 attempts. Fantilli slashed at by Mersch, down by the ankles, but he remains on his skates. So we play 5-on-4 here for the remainder of the period. Luke Hughes moves it. Fantilli, top of the right circle. Samuskevich, blocker side, missed the net. And off the corner wall and back out to center it goes. Wisconsin on the PK 79% this season. After giving up four power play goals here at Yost in February and 13 tries against, the Badgers have allowed only two power play goals in the last 18 against. Good play by Sam Stang inside the Wisconsin zone. Far wall, able to chip it around the Wolverine, off the wall and out to center, forcing Michigan way back into its own zone with 12 seconds left.
Excellent read by Stang along the boards. Michigan player blind backhanded it back to the point, and Sam Stang read the play and was there before it got there.
Lob pass to center, intercepted by Vorlicki. Steps to his right, the horn's going to sound, and it does before any further action occurs. Well, the Badgers gave up a goal 90 seconds into Mackie Samuskevich, but Sam Stang scored at 6:58 and again at 8:20. Two goals in a matter of 1 minute and 22 seconds, and the Badgers have a 2-1 lead after one in game one of this first round Big Ten tournament series. We'll be back in a moment from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning six championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Energy. Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three part-time jobs
and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 23.
northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 38. Overcast skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 21. About an inch of snow Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
This is the Ho-Chunk First Intermission Report. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Wisconsin 2, Michigan 1 after 20 minutes of play. Mackie Samuskevich scored the first goal of the game for Michigan, his 17th of the season from Dylan Duke and Seamus Casey. It came at 1:29. And then Sam Stang scored his third of the year, first goal in 16 games for Stang, 6:58, lone assist to Tyson Jugnauth. That made it 1-1. And then as of now, we have Stang scoring again, his fourth of the year, second of the game at 8:18 from Ben Dexheimer and Charlie Stramel. That's a 2-1 score there. Badgers, 12 shots on goal in the opening period, only 6 for Michigan. The Badgers also committed 1 penalty, Michigan 3. Badgers had 3 power plays in the opening period, Paul, unable to convert. Otherwise, it may be an entirely different game right now.
Yeah, I mean... You can't ask for more of what happened in the first period for Wisconsin other than Mackie Samuskevich not making a great shot.
Right.
Which is the problem with Michigan. You're playing well and things can turn quickly because of their skill and how they play. But the Badgers did what they wanted. They gave up only 6 shots. Kyle McClellan held the rebounds all but one of them. When he made saves, there was nothing around the net. And the Badgers got their goals. The first one, Sam Stang right around the net. They got some screens and made it interesting on the goaltender, Eric Portillo. And again, going to the locker room, you're feeling pretty good. Just right now, it's just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, the Badgers with a 2-1 lead on Michigan in this best of 3 series opener to get the Big Ten tournament started. We'll have scores elsewhere from the conference and tell you how the Wisconsin women are doing at the WCHA final faceoff when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number 1 orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number 1 hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Get 11% off your next remodel with new cabinetry from Menards. Renovate your kitchen with new cabinets from Cardell. They offer a wide selection of cabinets to choose from to find the right style for your kitchen. Ready to install and featuring a modern look, Cardell cabinets give your kitchen a new feel. All Cardell designer and cornerstone cabinets are 11% off. Price is good through March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Opening night of the Big Ten tournament, and elsewhere tonight, Michigan State's at Notre Dame scoreless after one period of play, and Davis Burnside has scored for Ohio State, which leads Penn State 1-0 after one period in Columbus. Minnesota idle. If the Badgers win this series here in Ann Arbor against Michigan, it would be the Badgers and the Gophers at Mariucci next Saturday. And the Wisconsin women and Minnesota tied at 2 early third period in the WCHA semifinals at Ritter Arena. Casey O'Brien and Nicole LaMantia both scored for Wisconsin. Here it's the Badgers 2, the Wolverines 1. Second period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Darian. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Also brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, which reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Update from Ritter Arena. Minnesota's just scored a power play goal, and the Gophers lead the Wisconsin women 3-2. About 5 minutes gone by in the third period of their WCHA semifinals. And, Paul, we're going to have a scoring change on Sam Stang's second goal.
Yeah, I like what it looked like with Maddie DeSaint-Palinette celebrating. I believe it went off his shin pad and passed the goaltender, so the last one will be DeSaint foul from Stang and Dexheimer.
All right. Still a two-point game for Sam Stang, but Matthew DeSaint foul scoring at 8:20, his ninth of the year. DeSaint foul now 6 goals, 18 points in his last 18 games. That's pretty good. Ready to drop the puck to start the second period, although the linesman Sam Schakowsky trying to get the water bottles situated behind Kyle McClellan. And I guess we're ready to go. Badgers will attack the goal to our right. A 2-1 Wisconsin lead as we get started. Badgers lost 10 of 19 faceoffs in the opening period. Won the first one here, but then immediately give it away. Daniel Lotz, little one-hand tap off to Lindmark, who's able to bank it out through neutral ice, and it rolls down into the Michigan zone, and that's where Ethan Edwards goes to get it. Edwards, fourth-round pick of the New Jersey Devils a couple of years ago. Left-handed defenseman off to his left, dumps it in, left corner to right. Lotz hustling after it. Puck deflected away from Dylan Duke and down. Lucius still in the penalty box to start this second period for about 10 more seconds. Cruz took a slashing penalty at 18:47. The Badgers' PK has been solid so far to start this period. T.J. Hughes mishandles it center, taken by Stang, and he forces it down in. It goes bouncing and twirling on edge just as Lucius comes out of the box, and it forced Portillo to grab it and cover it with Dominic Mersch in the vicinity. So the Badgers get the job done on the PK. 2-1 Wisconsin. Both teams at full strength, 51 seconds into period number two.
Yeah, exactly what you want to do coming out of the locker room. Badgers forced a turnover, got the puck out once, got the puck out again, and now they have an offensive zone faceoff here to get back to how they were playing.
Stramel, D. St. Foul, and Lucius, but Michigan won the draw. Nick Granowitz, senior out of Macomb, Michigan, beat Stramel, and now the puck deflects out of play. You know, we've talked about Adam Fantilli and how dynamic he is. Mackie Samuskevich, we saw what type of a shot he's got. He's got 17 G's this year. McGroarty and Brindley are fine freshmen. So is T.J. Hughes. But it's those older guys that have bothered the Badgers. I mentioned Eric Ciccolini in the first period. 5 goals, 10 points in 10 games in his career against Wisconsin. Nick Granowitz has 7 goals, 12 points in 13 games against the Badgers. He only has 16 career goals, and 7 of them are against Wisconsin. And he sometimes just can't explain it.
Yeah, we've seen that. Sam Stang was one of those guys, has a quarter of his goals or a third of his goals against Penn State.
Right.
Sometimes luck or whatever it is, it works out for you.
Good forecheck by Stramel to win the puck free. Goal line right, Lucius setting up DeSaint Foul. One-timer, Portillo made the stick save and covered. Oh, good puck movement by the two freshmen to junior Matthew DeSaint Foul.
Yeah, DeSaint Foul just found a soft spot, high slot. He's kind of kicking himself. You see his head shaking. I'm not sure if he got 100% of the puck on that play. But still great setup and great space to find.
A goal in each of his last 2 games for Matthew D. St. Foul, who now takes a seat on the Badgers bench across the way. Lindmark, Horbach, Bantel, Dexheimer, and Vorlicki on the ice for the Cardinal and White. And Lindmark cleanly won the draw from Fantilli, although Dexheimer, uncertain of what to do with the puck, gave it away. Here's Fantilli, 2-on-1, right side. Brindley comes in, right dot, shoots one, missed the net, went blocker side of McClellan, and the point man couldn't hold, and it slides all the way back into the Michigan zone. Portillo out of his net, rims it around to Holtz, now back to Karinen, and stumbling a bit up the left wing, Fantilli. Here comes Holtz filling the lane right down the middle. Right side Brindley, he'll dump it in off the dasher, bounces to the corner. McGroarty in on the forecheck, immediately defended by Ben Dexheimer. 2 minutes gone by, second period, 2-1 Wisconsin. Holtz shot, missed the net, had McClellan leaning a bit to his left, but it was out of his reach. Battle on the near wall. Wisconsin's Dexheimer, McGroarty for Michigan. Karinen able to hold, but chopped at by Bantel. He's got a step on Karinen. Now he can't get to the net, though. Slows down, half-boards right, looking. Now cuts back to the corner. Now cuts back towards the blue line. Throws it to LeMaster. Finds an open Lodge. Settles and pitches one off the end boards, hoping to get a bounce to Caulfield. Can't reach it. Good defense by Holtz. Now LeMaster with it. He'll try to get it deep. Holtz once again first of the puck, but he didn't put it to a teammate. Stang kept it alive on the forecheck. Now Caulfield pulls it free behind the net. On his backhand to the right wing, Brock will cycle back. Lodge will pitch in. Gets a shoulder from Brindley. The little fella getting a little muscle into Lodge. Won the puck free. And Michigan will try to exit its own zone. Eventually does. It bounces off of Brindley. Then the skate of a linesman in the Badgers' Lodge. Goes rink wide to LeMaster. Up ahead, Caulfield deflects, and it bounces back into the Michigan zone. Korniak can't get there on the forecheck. Caulfield, though, kept it alive. Erdahl, turnaround shot. Oh, deflected by Korniak and off the right toe, or left toe of Eric Portillo. Korniak takes a hit from Edwards, still possesses. Now Edwards slows him up, but Jack spins off him and gets possession once again. Battling T.J. Hughes. Great work by the fifth-year senior Jack Korniak, now in the hip pocket of Edwards before he finally skates away. Bad pass by Holtz off the stick of Erdahl, but it bounced conveniently to T.J. Hughes back to the Wisconsin zone, and the Badgers quickly after it. 16:15 to go in the second. A 2-1 Wisconsin lead on fourth-ranked Michigan. Samuskevich, low left. Hughes shot, stopped McClellan. Rebound was sliding through the low slot, thrown around by Kulemans, and it will come out to center. Erdahl picked it up as two Wolverines collide. Erdahl 1-on-2, snapshot blocked by Samuskevich. Follow-up by Mersch. Oh, off the blocker of Portillo. Now the Badgers throw it towards the net. Mersch trying to twirl and find it. Instead, Michigan's got it. Mersch then wipes out Nazer. He goes into the sidewall. On the attack, Samuskevich 1-on-3. His shot off a stick. Back out to center ice. Stramel onside. Lucius slot. Stramel with in the corner. Can't get it to him as he muffed the puck. Michigan now turns and heads to our left. Three on three. Hallam dumps it to the corner. Ciccolini puts his shoulder into Vorlicki. Mike stays on his skates, continues the battle. Now Luke Hughes, half boards left, fell down. Lucia's got a stick in his skates. Fans want a penalty. Lucia or Hughes remains on the ice. Now he's up, and the puck deflects back into the Michigan zone. 2-1 Badgers, 15-15 to go in the second period. Hallam across the line. At the dot, defended by DeSaint Fowl. They're battling, bumped off the wall. Lucius can't reach. Michigan rims it around. Now Hughes walks down the left wall. He threw one that McClellan easily stopped. And then the Wolverines throw it through the slot. Moyle quickly after it. Protects the puck from Lucius. Now Vorlicki. Moyle behind the nets. Takes a hip check from Dexheimer. Got the pass off to Hughes. Twirling move on DeSaint Fowl, but lost the handle. And now out to center. Matty with it. Blind pass, hoping to hit Lucius, but Cruz needs a change. The Badgers will get a full line change in Michigan with possession of the puck.
Now the best thing tonight so far is when the pucks are along the boards. Wisconsin's the one that's coming out with the pucks each time, and it's great on your own zone because you get the puck out, and it's great in the offensive zone because it creates some offense.
2-1 Wisconsin, 14:22 to go here in the second. Edwards holds the zone for Michigan. Backpedals to the blue line, forced that way by Brock Caulfield, who immediately got in the shooting lane of Edwards, and then he seemed indifferent on what to do from there. Puck knocked down. Estapa with a turnaround shot. Missed the net by a couple of feet to the glove side of Kyle McClellan. McClellan's faced only 7 shots tonight. The Badgers have put 15 on Eric Portillo. Wisconsin leads 2-1 about 6 minutes into the second. Lodge spins it around, but Edwards first to it. Tried to force it towards the net. Ricocheted to Brindley. Out to the point, Fantilli quickly shoots one easily, seen by Kyle McClellan, and he hangs on for a faceoff. 13:46 remaining here in the second period. Wisconsin 2, Michigan 1. Sam Stang credited with the first goal for the Badgers and originally credited for the second goal, but it's been changed to Matthew DeSaint Fowl, who redirected Stang's point shot.
Some zone time there for Michigan, but again, Wisconsin, it was all around the outside, and a harmless shot finished it off from the point. But Kyle McClellan held on to the rebound and got a good look at the original shot.
Wisconsin won the defensive zone draw. Owen Lindmark got the job done, but Edwards poke checks Bantle at center. McGroarty hands off Fantilli. Backpedaling as Tyson Jugnauth stays with him, skating. Turnaround pass towards the slot, and Brindley didn't connect. The Badgers then bank it off the glass, and they have iced the puck with 13:27 to go in the period. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center and Camp Randall Stadium. Brewpub, lots of matzo pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin.
That last play, the centering pass, Carson Bantle right where he needs to be, blocking the pass into the slot. Again, Michigan just goes to the net and puts the pucks to the net, and that time, again, Badgers in the right place.
Face off to the left of McClellan. Badgers win the draw. Jugnauth again off the high glass, and once again, he has iced the puck. 13:20 to go in the second period of play. NHL trade deadline finally ended, and the Badgers had a couple of guys on the move. 3, I think, right? Craig Smith went from Boston to Washington. And then we saw Jake McCabe from Chicago to Toronto, and then a late trade today, right?
Yeah, Wyatt Kalinick, who has been playing in the Vancouver system, went to the New York Rangers, trying to reunite the 1920 defense for the Badgers. Now 3 of them with Emberson, Miller, and Kalinick in the franchise.
Yeah, Miller up with a big club. The Rangers also happened to get a guy named Patrick Kane, Tarasenko. I mean, they made some nice acquisitions. Ty Emberson's been in the Rangers farm system all year, and we'll see where Wyatt ends up. Badgers sent out Dominic Mersch with Erdahl and Malmquist for Licky and Kerr defensively, and Mersch won the draw from Duke. And Malmquist couldn't handle the puck in the far corner. Set up for Samuskevich. His shot went off the stick of Duke in front of the net and out of play. Oh, boy, just those small things where you don't cleanly catch a puck in the defensive zone. And then, boy, Michigan can pounce. And Samuskevich, his shot almost deflected in by Dylan Duke, who's had a very fine year with 16 goals and 25 points.
It is those small things. We saw the first goal by Michigan was a small thing in the neutral zone that turned into a goal. We saw Dexheimer play at the blue line. That was a small thing that didn't end up turning into anything in here. Same thing with Liam Malmquist. There's going to be some mistakes, and you hope you survive most of them.
Right. Badgers won the defensive zone draw. Stang will bat it in. No icing. Gorniak in on the forecheck. Jack stopped playing. There was no whistle. There was yelling on the ice, and Gorniak heard it and just stopped skating. Badgers, though, here he is. He's got it in the corner. Gorniak out to the point for Licky. Finds an open man, Kulemans. Back pedals to the left wing. Twirls, puts one in front off the back skate of Stramel, who is tied up in front of the net. Vorlicki in the right place at the right time. Played the puck and then took a shoulder into the wall by Nazer. Freed the puck from Michigan. Here they come. Nazer with it from behind. Stramel slows him down with help from Kulemans. Badgers take the puck away. And with numbers to our right, Gorniak, Kulemans, and Lucius. Jack didn't recognize it was a 3-on-2. He also needed a change. 12:18 left here in the second. 2-1 Wisconsin. Seamus Casey ahead to Hallam now. Red line, blue line, fires it in around to the left wing wall. Edwards plays it back behind the net. Boyle got position on Lodge and a whistle. And a stoppage in play, and I'm not sure why.
I think the boards might have come undone behind the Badger goal. I think the door might have opened up with some contact.
Colin Cronforce quickly blew his whistle. Faceoff to come to the right of Kyle McClellan. Badger Hockey brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Fantilli back out there with McGrory and Brindley. Luke Hughes and the senior defenseman Keaton Pearson. For the Badgers, Dominic Mersch won the draw. Erdahl able to direct it to Mersch, who's able to get it out to center. Nice job by the Badgers' fourth line against Michigan's top line. Mersch wants to get a change and get Lindmark out there to try to slow Fantilli's trio. Fantilli, slot pass for Brindley. Good poke check by Daniel Lodge, and it slides all the way back to the Michigan zone. Again, as the visiting team, you don't get the last change. Michigan gets that opportunity, so you try to match as best you can during stoppages or what have you. Here's Pearson now, left point, pressured by Lindmark. Fantilli got underneath LeMaster, threw a pass that came all the way out to Pearson. Now Luke Hughes' shot deflected off of Horbach's stick and over the protective netting into the crowd behind the Badgers' cage. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, you're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.